From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The countdown is on for the anticipated Sunday night debate between the Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton in the U.S. presidential race. Their second of three debates comes as a defiant Trump is vowing to stay in the contest for the White House, even as key Republicans are demanding that he drop out of the race after a 2005 tape recorded him making lewd comments about women and boasting how he groped them. Trump advisor, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, says Trump has learned from his mistake.
He's running for president. He realizes that he's got the weight of the responsibility of all these people on his shoulder, and this is something he's not going to do in the future. And he's very apologetic about it and wants to move on to what's going to be really important 30 days from now.
Trump's rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton, has yet to make a public statement on Trump's self-proclaimed sexual exploits and is poised to confront him at tonight's debate in the Midwestern city of St. Louis, Missouri. VOA will have live coverage beginning at 9 p.m. Washington time and 1 hour Universal time tomorrow. Check out our website at voanews.com for the debate and all the news about the U.S. presidential election. Haiti is observing 3 days of national mourning for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which raced through the Caribbean and up the U.S. Atlantic coast this week, killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. U.S. military spokesperson Peter Cook said the United States is sending aid to Haiti and other parts of the Caribbean.
In response to the hurricane's impact in the Caribbean and a request from the U.S. Agency for International Development, Secretary Carter has granted approval for SOUTHCOM to expend up to $11 million of overseas humanitarian, disaster, and civic aid funds to provide disaster relief support, including transportation support in the Caribbean, airfield and port assessment.